Now it's time for Outside the SEC, Beyond the Conference. Alex, we've got a barn burner, as my dad always says on the Tiger Sports Network at Childersburg. Go and place Oregon and Penn State, number 6 and number 3, going to battle it out. If you're a member, a quick thought from me before I turn it over to you. Oregon took down the Nittany Lions 45-37 in last season's Big Ten Championship, so a lot of implications riding and pride as well on this one.
Both teams coming into this game haven't been tested heavily. Penn State having played Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova. Oregon playing Montana State, the formerly coached Oklahoma State team by Mike Gundy, Northwestern, as well as Oregon State. So neither team has been tested heavily early in the football season. This is their first big matchup of the year. Oregon, a new quarterback in Dante Moore, third straight season with a new quarterback. For the Ducks, Penn State brings back Drew Aller as well as their two-headed monster at running back, Catron Allen and Nicholas Singleton. Uber-talented defenses on both teams. Penn State's been playing lights out all year, but we can't ignore Oregon's offense and how great they've been to start the season and really how well they've played under Will Stein at offensive coordinator. KJ, difficult matchup here for both teams, but a spot where they can prove themselves and reach to that pinnacle of being one of the top, if not the top team in the country. Who do you have winning this matchup?
Well, listen, as you said, this is a battle for the top, and this is going to cement who the front runner is in people's mind. And I'm going to take the Nittany Lions for the simple reason I like the running game with Catron Allen and Singleton. What these guys are able to do is nothing short of spectacular. Penn State's defense hasn't been tested, really. Neither has Oregon's. You kind of alluded to that. But I like Penn State to come out and take control of this game in the first half and maybe make Oregon play from behind, a situation that they haven't done so far this year, and you could see them maybe a little uncomfortable in that hurry-up offense. So we'll see how it plays out, but I think the Nittany Lions have an advantage with their defense and run game.
I'm going to go to the opposite of you. I think Oregon has the better all-around team at this early part of the season. Penn State, we've all talked about it. Drew Aller's back in the two-headed monster at running back, but Drew Aller has not looked good all season long. And considering the opponents he's played, Nevada, FIU, and Villanova, he should have looked a lot better. And there's the stat going around where he would have been better off throwing the ball into the dirt every snap than throwing it the way he's been throwing it thus far. And that's my big worry for Penn State. Oregon has the defensive line, the talent on there, Bear Alexander and then Mateo Uyunglele, to be able to shut down or at least limit Catron Allen and Nicholas Singleton. And if they're limited in the run game, I do worry about the game getting put on Drew Aller's back, because he has his moments, but he also has the moments where he makes the mistakes. Last year, big games, throws interceptions where he shouldn't have to, forcing the balls in places they don't need to go. Very similar to a guy in Garson Beck who puts the ball in harm's way when it's not needed to do so. The defense of Penn State will be lights out. It's been that way under James Franklin for a long, long time. I just love what Oregon has offensively. Dante Moore has been a Heisman front runner early part of the season. This will be his biggest test of his young career, and I think he lives up to the task, and they're able to take down Penn State.